Legally Blonde, Suits, My Cousin Vinny.
All badass lawyers, all different.
Which begs the question, what type of lawyer do you want to be?
Don't waste another second thinking, ugh, I don't even know what types of lawyers there are.
Trust us, we've been there.
Let's put a stop to that once and for all.
Go take the 90-second quiz from New Lawyer Now What coach Angela Vorpal to give yourself a clear picture of the best fit type law for you.
Go to www.whattypeoflawyerquiz.com and take the quiz today.
Once you've taken the quiz, send us a DM on Instagram to let us know what type of lawyer you got. We can't wait to hear. Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Ladies Who Law podcast. I'm Sam.
And I'm Haley.
And this week, we are going to just have a little chit-chat, kind of like a big sister, you know, let's grab coffee, grab a drink, and chat a little bit. Because obviously, it's a weird time in the, if you're in law school or just graduated, like right now is when bar results are coming out for the February bar takers.
Yeah.
So if you're in law school, you probably like know people who took the bar then, or, you know, yeah. And you're probably seeing people post about it. Right.
Yeah.
So this time last year, we were both getting bar results. We both took the February 2023 bar. And it's a very stressful time, no matter what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think the lead up, right, to getting results is probably the most stressful. And in my, at least for me, I thought it was more stressful than taking the bar. It was like the waiting for the results.
Yeah.
What about
it's you? Just, it's just a really anxiety-ridden period of time. You have no control over it at that point, and you just have to kind of hope and wish and pray that all your hard work that you did is fruitful. Yeah. And, you know, you passed and I did not pass for Texas, you know, and I think at the end of the day, like you got the letter that said I passed, or for Oklahoma, you have to look on the list for your name, which is just crazy still, you know? And then for Texas, like I got the email that said I didn't pass. And then you scroll down and see what your score is and you can see like how you fall into that. But yeah, it's so hard to even put into words the feelings that you have waiting, especially like nights before. You know, for Texas, we don't know when it's going to come out. So, you know, different states are different ways. And, you know, either you know the date that it's coming or you know about the time that it's coming, and it's all consuming.
Yeah. I mean, I actually was reading my like 5-minute journal, like the one that, you know, you do in 5 minutes, and I was reading back on it, and I had been filling that out in 2022 after the first time we took the bar. Mm-hmm. And it was before we got results. And I was reading like my entries and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so stressed about yeah. results. Like that was the, in every single entry for about a month, that was like one of the things I talked about in every single one was results, results. It was like, it's all consuming, like you said. And obviously yeah. for that bar, we both did not pass again.
So, yeah. So,
yeah. So obviously we've been through it. We know what it's like to pass and not to pass. We've both been there. That being said, if you are listening right now and you did pass, congratulations. It's a huge accomplishment. Yep. You probably worked really hard to get there and you deserve every little bit of it. So, you know, go relax for a second before you have to start practicing. And, you know, shit's going to get real in a little bit for you.
Yep.
You know, now for the other side, which for example, I'm going to use Oklahoma as an example. Yeah. 60% of people did not pass. Damn. Right. So only 40% of people passed. So out of 170 people, 60% of them are in the boat, right? That in nationwide results are pretty much kind of on par with that number.
Yeah.
It's going to be really tough. I think finding out we're validating you, like, it's not fun. It's not fun to not see your name on there. It's not fun to think of all these plans that you might have had in your head, right? That like, okay, when I pass, I'm going to do this and this is going to pan out. Like all that kind of gets pushed away, right?
Yeah.
But yes.
Right. Like, I think that you have to kind of mourn what you lost in that moment, but it only for that, like, a small time.
Yes. Because there's obviously options.
Yeah.
So like, once you've felt your feelings, I think, you know, like, you've, for me, I know it took a few weeks, you know, to kind of like get out of my funk and like even decide that I wanted to be a lawyer, you know, like a lot of people. Right. When they don't pass, they're like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, it's a natural, I think, reaction to all this. But as two people, us, that retook it, I think we have some good advice on like how to manage kind of figuring out what you want to do.
Yes.
So after you've mourned, right, like you said, and you've kind of come to terms with what has happened, because you're going to have to, that's the only way through, is to come to terms with, because like, if you decide to take it again, you're going to have to come to terms with like, what did you do this time that you're not going to do next time? Because obviously something didn't work, right?
Yeah.
It's just the reality. But also, like, you don't have to take the bar again if you don't want to. That's another option, right? I mean, I would never encourage someone to not take the bar again, but also I think in specific circumstances, you may find that you want to maybe sit one out and then see how you feel and then take it in, like, instead of the next 6 months, you take it a year from now, right? There's options.
Options, definitely. And it's all about perspective, right? You know, we have to say it, even though I feel like it's so cliche and you have to hear it, right? But that failing the bar does not represent or define your worth as a lawyer or a future lawyer. You know, it's a challenging test that a lot of people face and get knocked down and they get back up again. So it's all about perspective and knowing that you're still capable, you're still intelligent. And, you know, once you, like, you know, get to that point and you're trying to make that decision, looking at all the options, figure out what's best for you.
Yeah. And I do think, you know, what helped me was getting to know other people who have to retake it. Right? Because a lot of people don't talk about the retake process. A lot of people pass the bar on the first time and then they're done chatting about it and then that's it. And not a lot of people like to necessarily share that they didn't pass the bar, right?
Yeah.
But I would encourage you, if you can, like, there's plenty of influencers and people and just like politicians, all kinds of professionals who have not passed the bar on the first or second or third time.
Yep.
And they're still killing it out there. So I would encourage you to kind of like seek these people out, whether it's just like looking it up on Google and reading about their stories on Wikipedia.
Yep.
Just having that perspective of like, okay, they were able to do it. Like, I can do it too. Like, duh. I went to law school and I graduated. Like, if you went to law school and graduated, you can pass the bar.
Exactly. You can. You can. And resilience is vital. This is the time, if you decide you're going to take it, whether you, like you said, in the next time, 6 months maybe or less, or a year or so on, right? You have to be able to really use your strength, use your dedication that you learned in law school to become fruitful in the exam. And we've seen it time and time again, even in our stories. We kept up with it. Once we got knocked down, we tried again, and we were fruitful. And we've even seen that with people that we've graduated with recently and their passing of the bar exam. I mean, it's amazing, guys. And, you know, resilience is one of the main things you have to have as a lawyer in general. And this is just a part of that process.
Yep. And I think along with that, a lot of like self-awareness and self-reflection needs to kind of happen as well in this whole process. Because in order to be resilient, right, you're going to have to kind of know how to tackle the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times I think we look back or we don't look back, right? It's kind of hard to look back and be like, ooh, maybe I should have studied more, or like, maybe I should have, like, you know, I was really good with flashcards. Why did I not use that more? You know, there's just a lot of like, you're going to have to look back and really dig and see what works for you. Cause you don't want to go through this again, just repeating your same mistakes. Or, you know, if you're doing a bar program and it didn't work out the first time, it's probably best to kind of try something different. Or like, you know, there's options out there. Also, if you guys ever need recommendations of like bar programs, we have a bunch of episodes on all kinds of bar stuff. But we both did use JD Advising and we really enjoyed it. So we'll just plug them, not sponsored. I try to tell everybody like, they are the best.
Our life, right?
Yeah, really, truly. Like, we wouldn't be here today sitting and having this conversation about having finally passed the bar had it not been for them. So,
yeah,
just a little plug, because, you know, if you're listening, you're probably wondering, like, what do I even do? And that's a great start, JD Advising. Also, a lot of their stuff you can find, like, from previous students, you know, ask, be like, hey, do you have, like, some of these sheets? And they probably do, you know, so...
Yeah. And they have all different price points that you can purchase. And I also think you made a really good point about not doing the same thing and repeating it, right? There's the saying, you know, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different result is insanity. So let's not be insane. You're going to have to make some changes. And yes, coming from our personal experience, it is very hard to look back on those parts of the test that, you know, kicked your butt or scared you, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Like, there's all these lists of things that you're like, oh my God, I just don't even want to think about this anymore. Can't this just be over? And that's why you really got to give yourself that mourning period, honestly, because you have to be able to be over it and ready to persevere and be able to do the hard work, which is also spending a small amount of time looking back and then figuring out a plan going forward.
And then once you have a plan, like, it's so much easier to follow through with it than just kind of like flying by the seat of your pants, you know. Like, it's easier to be like, okay, I'm not going to do flashcards this time because I hate them and I don't think they work for me, than just don't do them. Like, if you plan ahead of time and you're, let's say your bar program says, okay, time to make flashcards, like, do something else that, you know, helps you. Right. Yes. So have a plan, stick to your plan. But also, when sticking to your plan, there's going to be some setbacks, right? Mm-hmm. I think everyone, no matter how many times you've taken the bar, you find that there's still things you're learning. There's always something new, right? There's, it's like a never ending, like, oh my gosh, like, that there's another thing I got to learn. But just get comfortable with not knowing everything. I think that's another one you gotta.
It's so hard, but it's
not knowing everything, because it's impossible, right? You're gonna get to the bar exam and there's gonna be something on there that you don't know. It's just kind of like inevitable, right? Whether it's a multiple choice question or an essay, hopefully it's just a multiple choice, right? Because that's just one. But like, you gotta be comfortable with that, and then through that, right, you learn how to make shit up. So
yes, which is part of the practice of law. Surprise, surprise. Hello, everyone.
And welcome to the Bigger Handshake. While you're in this prep period, right? Like, make those mistakes, make shit up, and see if it gets you to like at least a 4 or a 3 on an essay. You know, like, there's ways to get through this.
Absolutely. And whenever you say make shit up, I think one of the biggest things is you think you don't know. But usually just put it in your own words, just say it how you would say it to your friend, and talk about it in the essay. Like, that is one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself and one of the best ways to learn the law. Also, too, you know, writing things out. That is one of, like, scientifically proven, everybody learns like that. It's horrible. I hate it. Everyone hates it, but just do it. Right? Like, you know, and then, and you know, maybe you're one of those few people that it doesn't work for. And there's, like Samantha said, so many options to do, but sometimes you just need people to point you in the right direction and send you on the right path. And those are things that I finally learned and just accepted, and they worked out for me. And I definitely learned stuff the last most recent time that I took the bar. There were things I was like, wow, I still didn't know this after all this studying. Okay. So,
because it's literally impossible. Like, everyone will tell you, you cannot know everything on the bar. So get comfortable with it. Get comfortable not knowing everything. Maybe you'll know like 70%, you know, maybe. That's like generous. But I will say, one thing that I was like, looking back, what I really would have wished I would have done the first time, right? So we all wish we would have done all the things on the first time, is MPTs. I know a lot of you guys might think like, oh, I'm just going to sprinkle one or two in there. But I'm telling you, you can make so many points on the MPTs if you do them correctly. And they're not anything that you need to learn law for. So just, you know, practice them out, like actually write them out. You'll thank me later. Like, I promise, right? Writing out a few and not slacking on the MPTs can be a huge bump, because that can kind of pad you in other ways where you get to the law part and you're like, you know, you might, you know, not know it all completely, but at least if you get that MPT, like the best you can, that can really help.
I really think it can make or break you. I think it can really, if you're right there, which I've been multiple times, I think it can break you. I think it can also help you not get out of the park, which is why I think this last time my score was so high. And it was because I finally felt like I mastered it. And shout out JD Advising again. You know, their lessons on MPTs, just the way that you have to break it down and think about it, they really finally broke through to me. And it's a huge part of the exam that I think many people unfortunately overlook.
And if you're a retaker, I do think that aside from the studying part and, like, you know, figuring out what works for you in that way, you have to take care of yourself.
Yep.
A lot of you guys, if you're going to retake, you might be working, right? So that might make it a little harder to, like, find your me time. Or, you know, whatever floats your boat, whether it's like going on a walk with your dog or like reading for pleasure, right? Yeah. I found that the second time that I took the bar, I did a lot more self-care, right? I actually did read books that were not law, like, throughout. Yeah. And it helps you take your mind off things, helps you give a little perspective, right? Into like, there's other things in life other than the bar going on right now. It's all consuming to you, right? But getting that perspective of like, okay, this is just, you know, a blip in my life. Like, we're going to get through this. It can be helpful. And also, like, reach out to your friends, because having human interaction is good too.
It's huge. And honestly, sometimes if you don't have it and you haven't had it in a while, that could be the sign of why you're struggling. So if you're hearing this, you haven't talked to anyone in a while.
Also, like, if you need people to study with, join our Facebook group, because there are so many people in there making study groups for not only law school, but for the bar, for the LSAT. So, you know, if you don't have anyone in your area that's studying for the bar, like, you can have a virtual study group where you can at least, you know, I know we did Discord with our study group at times. Yeah.
I did many different things. I studied with many different people. It feels like all over
these
great United States. But yes, so you can do it without having someone at your house, you know?
Exactly. But yeah, obviously we're thinking of you guys. Like I said, if you passed, like, that's amazing. It's past you, right? Like, you can focus on what's ahead. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't, like, we're here for you. We've been there. We've made it to the other side as well. So, like, there's proof, like, you can survive it. And you're going to feel really great once you know that you put in the work and it pays off, right? And knowing that you took care of yourself and that you did things your way, right? Because a lot of times, I think the times that we don't pass, we don't really do things our way. We do things like the way that Barbary says, right?
Yeah. And this is just a reminder in life and a way to build confidence, right? Going through adversity and struggling and coming out the other side shows you that you can do hard things, whatever you set your mind to, and basically practice law. Because on the other side, when you do pass, there's going to be more of this. And it's going to be totally different, of course, but you've learned so much in this journey. You don't walk away without anything to show for it. So keep it up.
Yeah. You come out on the other side as a baddie. Because I know, I mean, everyone that I know that has taken the bar and passed eventually, no matter when it was, you feel like a baddie afterwards. You're like, yeah, I did that. Who cares how many times it took? Like, that shit's hard.
Yeah.
It is. And then validating you, like, this is the hardest test. Like, literally there's studies out there that this is harder than like 90% of the things that professionals have to do to like get a license. So just know that too. Also historically right now, it's like the lowest bar passage rate. So like, you know, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yes. Like, keep it up. Fine. Don't give up. Like, honestly, I know it's so much easier said than done, but we are your cheerleaders behind you 100%.
Yeah. So if you guys have any questions or need any other advice, like, feel free to Instagram DM us. Our Instagram is at the Ladies Who Law Podcast. You know, we can try to point you in the right direction, get you a link to the Facebook group, or if you want to know more about JD Advising and how that worked for us, like, you can ask, because we want to help you guys. Like, you know, we love you.
Yes. And make sure to follow wherever you listen to the podcast so you never miss an episode. We love doing this podcast for you guys and with you guys. And we just love to see your journey and growing. So make sure, if you have any guests, any ideas for podcast episodes, you reach out to us either by DM, like Samantha said, or you can email us. We would love to chat with you.
Yes. And yeah, on that note, for all of you guys, win or lose, we love you. Stay safe and stay healthy. And we will be chatting soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.